Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Becoming Your Own BFF with your host, Randy Havison.
Hello, welcome or welcome back to my YouTube / podcast episodes. This week, actually, okay, I want to apologize up front. I have been dealing with a cold for the last few days. 2 days ago, totally lost my voice. Yesterday, I think I sounded more like an adolescent boy going through puberty. So today, much better. For those of you who know me, you probably can hear a little bit of in my voice still. But you know what? Show must go on. And here we are. And my team is waiting for the episode to go do their thing. So I need to do my part. So here I am, a day late, but better late than never. So here we are. And I'm really excited about today's episode. A couple things I want to talk about today. Number one thing that I want to talk about, and I've wanted to do this from the beginning, but I wanted to do my like introductory episodes now that I'm just coming back into this. But the topic that I want to talk about today is attitude, the attitude that you bring into things in your life. And by making little shifts along the way, it can make a huge difference. You know, one of the things that I love to talk about is there's a difference between have to and get to. You know, rather than I have to go to work, if you switch that around and say, I get to go to work today, it just makes a huge difference. I have to go to school versus I get to go to school. I mean, how many people are out there looking for jobs or would love to have a job where they're in your type of a situation? You know, when you look at it from the outside, like if you stand behind yourself and look at the situation that you're in, yeah, you might not have the best boss. You might not have the best hours, but look where you are. It's so much better than where you could be. I mean, I remember, you know, one of the jobs I had at one of my universities, I had a horrible boss. This guy was just miserable. And I could do 10 things right and one thing wrong. And he'd call me into his office, Randy, I can't believe you did this. And what were you thinking? And just demeaning and all that. And my whole thought process, the whole time was, God, it must be really sad being you. I feel so bad for you that this is the way that you have to live your life. But that was a horrible situation I was in. But I looked at the good things that I had through that position, working with the students, opening new doors to things that hadn't been opened before that I was able to do. It was just so gratifying and so heartwarming. You know, I'm not a morning person. I'm not afraid to admit that. And my usual university jobs, whenever I worked on a campus, was 9 to 5:30. But this guy wanted me there at 8. So I worked 8 to 4:30. And sometimes if I was doing programs in the evening, I would be there until 8 o'clock at night. But he wanted me there at 8 o'clock. So I showed up at 8 o'clock. And I complained about it at first, but then after a few weeks, I got into the routine and it was okay. So even though it was out of my comfort zone and out of my realm of what I was really used to, it was fine. Because when I looked at what I was able to do in that position, it was so gratifying and just remarkable. You know, one of the things he wanted me, he said, I want you to do at least 15 programs out in the community, whether it's to an athletic team, a residence hall, a fraternity, sorority, student organization, whatever it is, I want you to do 15. The first quarter I was there, I started in February. So I only had like 3 months to get to know people and do that. And I only did 12. And he called me into his office. You're supposed to do 15. I thought that was the expectation we agreed on. And I said, look, I'm starting here. I'm new. People don't know me yet. I have to build those relationships. Well, I hope you do better next quarter. Next quarter, I did 23. And I was the top performer of anyone in our department. And I loved doing it. And it was fun. And, you know, when I said to him, I did 23, he's like, really? It's like, yeah, here are the dates and the number of people that showed up and what happened. And then a week after that, it was 5.5 months into my 6-month contract. And he knew that after 6 months, I was not on temporary probationary status anymore. And he would have a tougher time because we clashed. And I probably could have done a better job of kowtowing to what he wanted, but I knew I was doing a great job by the students and I wasn't going to compromise me. And it was totally unexpected, but he did it. He let me go. But here's the thing. I thought that was such a horrible thing to happen. But out of that, I ended up moving back to Orlando, well, not back, but moving here to Orlando. And through that, I was able to start doing this podcast and I wrote my book and I got a part-time job at Disney and I got to go to the Disney parks all the time. And what I thought was a horrible thing to happen, which it was, turned out to be an incredible blessing in my life. So sometimes when difficult things happen, we need to walk through it, but on the other side is something that's even more spectacular. So I'm here today doing this in this space because that boss, who was totally dysfunctional, fired me. So don't think that getting fired is the worst thing that could happen, because sometimes it's a blessing. You weren't in the right place to begin with, and this gives you an opportunity to find where you are supposed to be. So you never know how things are going to work out. Ooh, I just thought of a story. Okay, I'm going to tell you this story. It's a story about a very poor farmer who was barely making ends meet, and he only had one horse to help him plow his fields. And ran away. And his neighbors came to him. Your horse ran away. That's so horrible. You only had one horse. What are you going to do? That is such bad luck. And he said, good luck, bad luck. Who knows? And the next day, the horse came back with two other horses that were wild. But now the farmer had three horses. And the neighbors came to him and said, well, great luck. Now you have three horses. And he said, good luck, bad luck. Who knows? And the next day, his son was out breaking one of the wild horses, and the horse threw him off of his back, and the son broke his arm. And the neighbors came, and they said, oh, what bad luck. Your son broke his arm. Now he's not going to be able to help you. And the farmer said, hey, look, good luck, bad luck, who knows? And the next day, the local militia came by, and they were enlisting all the young men to go away to war. But they didn't take the man's son because his arm was broken. Good luck, bad luck, who knows? So things are going to happen in your life and you're going to want to term them good or bad or right or wrong or whatever they are. But who knows how it's going to turn out or what the end result is going to be. When the good things happen, rejoice, be grateful. When the things that aren't so great happen, look at them as opportunities for growth and opportunities to walk through your comfort zone. And opportunities for something more amazing to happen in the future. So it's all about attitude. And the reason I wanted to talk about this is I have this very, very cool part-time Disney job. And I go there on Mondays and Tuesdays, and I get to play at Disney. And my entire job is making magic for people that walk by me. And I can't even begin to tell you how awesome it is to be able to be there for my guests. And I just am grateful every day I get to step into that position. And I work in an area where I work with, I guess I'll tell this part and it won't give it away. See, I have to separate my Disney job from this because I'm kind of, let's just say I'm going to put a separation there. But I do work in a hotel setting. So in this setting, I work around a lot of the bellmen, the people who are in bell services. And the way that bell services work is they're on a rotation. So if there are six people on duty, they all move up. And when a guest comes in, number one on the list takes that guest, either checking them in, checking them out, taking their luggage to or from their room and out to wherever they're going. So, and then when number one goes, number two moves to number one, number three moves to number two. And it's this constant system of randomly, I mean, you never know who the guest is going to be. I mean, the guest only has one bag. You're number one, you're taking that guest. A guest has 12 bags and you're number two. You don't get to take the guest with 12 bags. Number one gets to take the guest with 12 bags. So it's random on what's going to happen throughout your day. And it's it's, I don't even know what to word. I laugh about it. And it's just so funny that there are a few of the bellmen, and one in particular, every time I see him, I'm like, hey, how you doing? He's like, oh, having a really rough day. It's like, dude, you've been here for 10 minutes. Come on. But after a couple hours, you know, and he has this look on his face, he's looking dejected and frustrated, disappointed. And I'm like, hey, how's your day going? He goes, oh, horrible day. Oh my God, I'm getting such difficult guests. And I had this guest, they had 12 bags and they only tipped me like $2. I'm like, oh, that's too bad. And I go on with my day. I'm like, oh man, poor guy. And then there's this other bellman, and there are a few of these. And every time I see him, I'm like, hey, how you doing? He's like, oh, this job, it's just so much fun. I just love being here. This is wonderful. Oh my God. And my guests today are so great. I'm having one of the best tip days I've ever had. It's just, my guests are wonderful. Same day, same rotation, random. And this guy is making more tips than he's ever made, having a wonderful day with incredible guests. And the other one is making no tips, and he has horrible guests all day long. There's only one difference: attitude. The attitude that you bring into a situation, what you put in is what you're going to get out. And if you put in, you know, oh, this sucks and I have to do this, and oh, this is so miserable, how much longer is it going to be? Or if you go in, wow, what a great opportunity. Let's see how much fun I can have today. Totally up to you. Totally 100% in your control, no matter what's going on in your life. Up to you. So you can do this. Just little changes throughout your day can make a huge difference. And if all of a sudden you're noticing halfway through your day, there's stuff going on that you're not happy with, that's frustrating, it's disappointing, you have an opportunity to say, you know what? Okay, pause. Let me just take a couple minute break here. And when I come back from this break, I'm going to start a new chapter of my day. New day, right now, new start. And start it over anytime. You know, one of the things that I love about the 12-step programs is, you know, we have this saying, one day at a time. But sometimes it's 1 hour at a time. Sometimes it's 10 minutes at a time. And sometimes when I was having a really horrible day, I would have the ability to start my day over whenever I wanted. And it made a huge difference. So attitude is everything. Attitude is 90% of what you bring into a situation. So totally leave it up to you. On what can you do today for the rest of your day or the rest of your evening? You know, I'm not sure when you're watching or listening to this, whether it's earlier in the day or later in the day, but start your day over. Or tomorrow, if you're doing it in the evening, you know, okay, what can you do tomorrow to make it the best day you could possibly have? I mean, today, oh, you want to hear an awesome day? Okay, today I woke up, I was like, okay, how's my voice? It's still not 100%, but enough to do this podcast. And I made sure I took a rest. I have my tea. Let me actually take a sip of my tea. Ooh, honey and lemon. Nice. And I took the dog for a long walk. And today I get to go see Dune Part 2. I'm a huge fan of Dune. I love the books. I read all of them. They were amazing. Not a fan of the first movie. It was okay. It was, you know, better than nothing. But this new one, I really, really enjoyed it. And I am really looking forward to Part 2. So I get to go see it this afternoon. And, you know, yeah, I guess I can talk about this for a few minutes too. Here's what I love about the Dune story. I'm actually a fan of any of the stories that have a character like Paul Atreides, where, you know, yes, he was born into royalty, but he had no idea what his full potential was until he was put into that situation. And this goes for characters like King Arthur or Luke Skywalker, Garion from the Belgariad, an amazing series by David Eddings called The Belgariad and The Malorian. those books are phenomenal. And Garion is one of my favorite characters in all of all art forms, whether it's literature, film, whatever. Love Garion because he's the kid who had no idea who he was. And every time he would step into a switch situation and they're like, Garion, it's your time to shine. He was like, why me? And his grandfather was like, who was this great wizard, was like, will you stop asking that question? You're starting to find out who you are and what you're capable of. Stop saying, why me? And I learned this in my own journey of doing this. Things would happen. You know, I remember when I got my first job at a university and, you know, they used to throw me out of colleges. And then I got a job at one. And the first time it was like, me, a university administrator, how am I ever going to do that? Why me? How am I going to do that? I have no idea what to do until I stepped into it. And I asked a lot of questions and I learned and I became a university administrator. And then one job led to another one and a bigger one. One of my jobs on the university campus, the campus was awarded a $250,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Education to put together a health education program on the campus. And they hired me to come onto the campus and administer this grant and put together a health education program. And if it wasn't for the first two universities I worked at, I wouldn't know how to do this job. But I went in there with $250,000 to be able to play and put together programs on campus. And within 1 year, we were recognized as one of the top 25 most effective health education programs on campuses around the country. Yeah, me. The guy who used to get kicked out of colleges was now putting together a program that was nationally recognized. And if I can do it, you can do it. The only thing standing in your way is your attitude, what you tell yourself between your ears. And if you start treating yourself like your best friend rather than like your worst bully and start believing in yourself and the abilities that you have, anything is possible as long as you stay out of your own way. And I'm proof of that. And that's why I'm doing this, because if I can do it, you can do it. Oh, man, if I told you stories, and along the way, I will tell you stories of where I came from and the things that I did. You know, it's on my website and I talk about it in my community, and I can talk about it here during some of the episodes. Today, I'll leave it kind of a mystery. But man, where I've been kicked out of two universities and here I am today doing this. Man, anything is possible. So what are your dreams? What is it you want to accomplish? You know, I do encourage you, join our community, Club 528. It's the membership that I put together. You know, I don't want this to be a salesy thing, but it's a way and a place for you to talk about your goals, talk about your dreams, and have people there to encourage you and to help you along your way and support you. And you never know who you're going to meet out there. If you say, I want to be I had someone come to me a couple of weeks ago and say, I want to be a social media manager, but I don't know how to do that. And I said, you know what? Mine is amazing. Do you want to learn from her? And she was like, yeah, can I be your intern? I was like, yeah. She said, because I love what you're doing. I love your mission. I want to be a part of this. And I want to learn how to do social media. Okay. Wipe away a tear. Yes. And now I have an intern. Oh my God. I'm so freaking humbled by this and so grateful for this. And I get to help her on her journey. So you never know who you're going to meet in the community and what you're going to learn and what opportunities. And just to get some encouragement, someone to say, yes, you can be an artist. Yes, you can be a dancer. Yes, you can pass the bar this time. Whatever it is, we're here to support you. We're here to love you. We're here to do whatever we can. Club 528, love to see you in there. Love to get more activity in there. And one of the things that you have an opportunity to do is ask questions. And pretty soon I'm going to bring guests on and interview them. And one of the things I was talking to my team about is I'm going to give a heads up to the community on who's coming in so they can look these people up and ask them questions during the podcast and during the YouTube channel episodes. So it's just a way to connect. And I wanted to keep it affordable. It's only $15 a month. And I don't want it to be one of those, oh, for only $29.95, you can, no, I want to make it affordable. So it's $15 a month to be a part of our community. And I hope to see you there. And we can communicate. We can talk there. I'm going to do a once a month Zoom Q&A with my community. I'm really excited about that. But yeah, a lot of cool stuff happening. And this is from a guy who used to get thrown out of universities. Ah, I just, oh, anything is possible. So I'm out of time here and I have to go get ready to go see my movie. I'm so excited. So I hope you have a glorious day, an amazing day. What can you do to kind of add some gratitude to your life and check the attitude and turn it into a positive one and see what happens? Just do it for an hour, a half a day, a full day, and see what happens if you just turn the attitude around. So thank you so much for tuning in. I am so grateful you're here. And anything I can do to support you on your journey, please ask. And I will see you next week. Have a great one. Yeah. And I wish you all the best. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Becoming Your Own BFF with me, your host, Randy Havison. If you would like more information about the programs and services that I offer, stop by my website at randyhavison.com.